بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The World of Islam and the Issue of Palestine. Basically, the idea of establishing a Jewish government, or more appropriately, a Zionist government, in this part of the world of Islam was proposed with long-term arrogant objectives in mind. The idea of establishing such a government in this strategic region, which can be called the heart of the world of Islam, was proposed with the intention of continuing the domination of the then colonialist headed by England over the world of Islam in the long term. That is to say, this region connects Africa as the western part of the Muslim world to the Middle East as the eastern part of the Muslim world. This region is the meeting point of Asia, Africa, and Europe. The appropriate way to fight the usurping regime is what the Palestinians are doing today with unswerving commitment. And it is the duty of all Muslims to support them in their holy battle. Today, no excuses are acceptable from Muslim governments. No excuses can justify their indifference to the issue of Palestine. The usurping regime is treating Palestinians with extreme brutality and has proven that it is prepared to commit any crime in order to achieve its dangerous expansionist goals.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Islamic uprising of the people of Palestine has ended all doubts, and it shows that the sapling of resistance is not withered yet, despite the enemy's great pressure and the treachery of the so-called allies. Actually, the sapling has grown firmer and produced more fruits. Therefore, it is religiously obligatory that all nations and governments sincerely consider the issue of Palestine as a top priority, and they should contribute as much as they can. There's no disagreement among any of the major Islamic denominations and Islamic jurisprudence that if a single part of Muslim territories is conquered and ruled by the enemies of Islam, all Muslims must consider it their duty to make selfless efforts to restore that territory. The Palestinian people, who have attracted the world of Islam's attention today, must know that the Islamic Ummah admire them and pray for them. And if there was a way to help them, the Islamic Ummah would undoubtedly support them, no matter if Islamic governments were willing or reluctant to do so. The Islamic Ummah will not give up on Palestine. The Islamic Ummah will not ignore the Palestinian youth and people.
That you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna guide me.